I don't buy the idea that, you know, the society the way it is right now, it has to be this way.
Welcome to Rewrite the Rules with your host, Alex Starr.
So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality.
It's time to live life on your own terms.
What do you really want?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a fresh episode of Rewrite the Rules, where I showcase stories, mindsets, ideas, lifestyles, and other interesting things on how to live life on your own terms. This episode is about getting out of a job you dislike, because I know there are so many of you that I have spoken to that have reached out to me, that have responded to things on my Instagram or on this podcast, and there are so many people that are unhappy, unsatisfied with the jobs that they are in, and that is a lot of time that you spend there. And so it's affecting people's relationships. It's affecting everyone's outlook on life when you get caught in that negative spiral at work of doubt and pessimism. And then it just starts to bleed over into other parts of your life, right? And now you can find this kind of stuff. Everyone vilifies the 9-to-5, including myself. But you can find this type of resentment and this type of negative energy in any type of job that you have, right? So if you're looking to switch up what you're currently doing, there's a few tactical steps you can take that I have taken through a couple of transitions in my life to get to that next point, okay? And I wanted to record this in the Philippines today because 10 weeks ago, I was in my first, quote-unquote, 9-to-5, and I fucking hated it. And now 10 weeks later, I'm working at a very flexible job that lets me do the podcast on the side, that lets me run my business on the side, and pays me to go to the Philippines. Okay, that was a 10-week difference. And I'm not trying to brag and tell you how cool I am, although that is a part of the reason why I'm recording this in the podcast, or I'm recording this podcast in the Philippines, is to add that little bit of a cool factor as motivation, because it really can happen that quickly. And I'm going to lay out some of the steps to get you there. So, the first thing that you should do, and I know a lot of people say something very similar to this in terms of your life in general, but getting clear on what you want out of the next job is crucial. So, for me, as an example, when I started to look at the jobs I wanted, I wasn't thinking to myself, oh, let me find the exact specific job that I know I'm going to want for the next 5 years. I mean, the title and the company, and let me figure that out first before I start applying for it. That's not how it works. From a pyramid perspective, right, if you start at the bottom, the first thing you want to get clear on is the type of lifestyle that you desire, right? For me, flexibility was paramount. Flexibility was number one, right? That's just the lifestyle I desire. I'm running a business on the side with the Rewrite the Rules program. I love to travel. I like seeing people in other states, other countries. I have this podcast that requires flexibility of my time. And so that was number one for me at this point in my life, right? So when I posted about this on my Instagram, a good friend of mine, Eric, responded to it and kind of had like the laughy tear emoji things and was like, man, but this guy's got to do his 9-to-5 for his family. And he's a funny guy, so he was kidding about that. But he was also serious in terms of that he needs that type of stability because he's got three kids now and a wife, and he's got that lifestyle that he chose, and he's ridiculously happy in that. So it doesn't need to be this vilification of the 9-to-5 that I know I can get caught up in that as well. And this podcast is called Rewrite the Rules. And yes, I have problems with the general structure and paradigms of the 9-to-5 for a lot of reasons I'm not going to get into now. But it doesn't mean that in 5 to 10 years, if I have a kid, right, or I have a different lifestyle that I want, that I might be looking at a more stable and generic, you know, 9-to-5 type of a lifestyle, because that's what I'm going to require. So first of all, figure out the lifestyle that you desire. Are you cool with going into the office? Because in the next couple of years, you really just want to put your nose to the grindstone and make as much money as possible to pay off those student loans because you're 23 years old and then you're going to go travel after you're 25. I don't know. I have no fucking idea. So figure that out. The lifestyle that you want, the lifestyle that you desire for the next, you know, year or two. It's not the rest of your life. Now, once you figure out exactly kind of what the lifestyle you want, then you can start looking broadly at the general industries that you want to maybe go into, or the general genres, right? So for me, I know I'm not a technical person. I'm not a coder. I don't do UX design, right? I don't do JavaScript. I don't do a lot of those things. I'm not a operations type person, really, but I do deal with people very well. So I started to look at people-oriented type jobs, right? So figure out the general theme of the positions that you would like to get into, okay? Now, once you do that, the big holdup for a lot of people is the dreaded resume and cover letter and all that shit that overwhelms you, takes up your time. And I don't know about you, but there were times that I would sit down to work on this stuff and then get overwhelmed very quickly, and within 15 minutes, close my laptop and just be exasperated. And I'd have 30 tabs open, right? All with different advice from, you know, Muse.com and Indeed. And, oh, make your resume like this and make your cover letter like that. And I got overwhelmed very quickly and would shut down. So what I decided to do is I had a friend recommend to me a girl by the name of Taylor. Oh, damn, what's her last name? Taylor Elizabeth, I think, is her last name. Or is that an actress? Her first name's Taylor, and she runs a website called Remote Like Me, and it's made specifically for girls to go remote like her, but she did fine working with me on my resume, too. That's just who I use, because she works with people to craft their resumes and their cover letters towards more flexible or remote jobs, which is what I wanted. But reach out to some of your network, look it up on LinkedIn, find somebody that you can pay to look over and help you actually craft your resume and cover letter. Because that money that I spent, which was like a couple hundred bucks, that, by the way, I was going to not do because I told myself I didn't have the money. And then I looked at my Wells Fargo account and realized how much money I had spent on eating out in the past 2 weeks and realized, no, you fucking idiot. You have the money. You're just prioritizing it. And I realized that I could spend those $200, $300. I would have paid $500 for the service, to be honest, because it was about drastically changing my entire life, right? Those 40, 50 hours I'm spending at work, I want them to be in the direction that I desire. So that was well worth every penny. Find somebody, spend a few hundred bucks, revamp your entire resume, revamp your entire cover letter for the general lifestyle jobs that you're going for, right? So if you're going for an engineering type of a job, coding, you know, you're going for firefighting, whatever it is, the resume is going to look different. So find someone that kind of caters towards your general area, and pay them to work on your resume, because it made the world a difference for mine. Mine was so ugly before and was so full of garbage, that's what helped me get the job I currently have. So would definitely recommend doing that. She's at Remote Like Me if you want to reach out to her. Taylor, I'm going to do a little pitch for her because she helped me so much. RemoteLikeMe.com if you're interested in doing more remote type stuff. And then from there, start reaching out to your network, right? So you can use LinkedIn for that. You can just use friends of yours if you're out getting some drinks and they say, what's up? You're like, oh, I'm super sick of my job, but I'm stoked to, you know, put a positive spin on it. Even if you're talking to good friends of yours, nobody wants to refer a friend that's depressed, right? Nobody wants to refer a friend that is just down in the dumps, negativity. Oh, I hate this. I hate that. It's totally cool to be honest with your friends, right? You don't need to lie to people, but definitely tell people something along the lines of, I am not enjoying where I'm at in my work. I'm ready for a new challenge. I'm ready for something just that, you know, challenges me again. And I'm looking at this general industry. I'm looking at, you know, looking at something that's more flexible, looking at something that's more remote. You know, if you hear of anybody, please let me know, dude. So it doesn't have to be any type of manipulation or lying. It's really just about making sure that you're ending it on something positive, because as humans, we want to magnify positivity. And if it was a friend of mine and he came up to me and he was just spewing negativity at me and sitting there drinking his sorrows away and, I hate my job, I hate this, hey, you know anybody who can maybe hire me? I would think, I'm not going to put my name on the line for this person that is super negative, even if it's a good friend of mine, right? I would tell him, look, man, you need to fix your shit first before I'm going to put my name out there to get you a job, right? So come at it with a positive spin. Come at it with a positive mindset that you don't like where you're at, but you are ready to take the steps to change it. That's a big difference. And then when you're looking at jobs, a big tip is what a lot of people do and what I did is I'll look online and I'll send out 30 applications to 30 jobs that I kind of maybe would want that sounded vaguely interesting. And I would send the same generic resume and same generic cover letter, if I even sent a cover letter, to those 30, and I would close the laptop feeling super satisfied, very productive, and going along with my day. I didn't hear back from any of those. And I'm guessing that if you guys have tried this, you haven't heard back from them either. So what I did, under the guidance of Taylor, some of her recommendations, I started applying to jobs. The only ones I applied to were the ones that I wanted. So I would spend maybe an hour looking through all the job boards and picking out five that I actually gave a shit about and I legitimately would want. Right? So you spend an hour or two. That's when you can do it in front of the TV. You know, it doesn't require a ton of focus. You're just looking through the job boards, doing that casual approach, seeing what's out there, and then find five jobs that you legitimately would be excited or at least somewhat excited to talk to them. And then once you get that, that's when you spend the time. I spent about a half hour to 45 minutes on each one, catering the resume, catering the cover letter specifically for that job, using words within the job description and put them into the resume. So if they said, we're looking for someone that's really detail-oriented, then I would put into the resume, I'm detail-oriented, right? Like, or I would include wording that they legitimately used in their application. I'd include it in my resume to speak to them directly. And then I'd go on LinkedIn and I would see, do I know anybody that knows anybody that knows someone who works at this company? And try and get your way, you know, in the back door, so to speak. Okay? So once you do those things, you know, who knows what's going to happen? There's a million things that could happen. There's a million paths that could lead. But if you do those things, if you really take the time to get clear on the lifestyle you want, and if you know somebody who can help you for free, that's an expert on resume and cover letters, then do that or pay somebody to have it looked over. And then start being very intentional in your applications instead of doing the broad spray, like the spray and pray, and just thinking that something's going to stick. Okay? So, those are the main three general ways to get out of the job you're at quickly. If you do these things and really just take the time to start looking with this new resume and with this new desire to really get out of where you're at, then it's going to happen. Now, there's a lot of other things that go into this in terms of like the foundation of your mindset and fear and things like that. Because a lot of times when you're leaving a job, you're also leaving behind an identity, right? And you're leaving behind your friends and you're leaving behind this network, which I felt even after just 10 months. That was the longest I'd been at one job in my entire life. And I felt that. So I can only imagine if it was 4 or 5 years later down the road, how much of your identity is tied to this one place. And it's hard to pull yourself out. So that's a podcast for another time in terms of how to break through those like foundational fears, to get unstuck, to then get yourself to start really actually looking for the jobs. So that's all I got for today. I am going off the grid in Hawaii for the next week, completely going to do a digital detox because Instagram is kind of pissing me off how much I look at it. And I really just want to take the time to enjoy quality times with my friends, my family. They're all there for a wedding with my girlfriend. So I will be off the grid for the next week. And then I will be coming back with some amazing podcasts in the next month. I'm also going to be launching a whole new studio. And then, of course, I have the Rewrite the Rules program. So if you are listening to this and you heard some things that resonated with you, but you have some fears over getting past that initial inertia to even start looking for the jobs, or there's a lot of things that you feel are holding you back before that, reach out to me. Send me a DM. You can find me at alexalexstar.com. Send me an email that way, because that's what I designed my Rewrite the Rules program to do and what I've seen it been doing with some of my clients is like getting over those initial mindset hurdles, getting over those limiting beliefs so that you can design your life the way you want. And that might include your jobs, it might include your relationships, but it's getting to that point where we're all living on our own terms instead of what has been dictated by society, by your parents, by your church, by school, all these ways that are making a lot of people suffer in the way that they're living because it's not the life that they want to live. It's been dictated by somebody else. So that's my spiel on that. Much love to everybody. You know, you can find me at Instagram, AlexHStar, unless it's the next week because I will not be on there. And you know where to reach me. Subscribe to this podcast. Share it if you're getting some value out of it. Love everybody. Later.